Welcome to Animation Damnation, loyal Patreon subscriber. This is the holiday-themed edition of our monthly, I should say, cartoon recap show. My name is Andrew Jupin, and I am alongside three elves of poor rendering in various sizes. We have Chris Cabin.
This made me want to take poison. Hi there.
Eric Siska.
I hate this fucking shit. I can't stand this.
And Steven Zadak.
I loved it, actually, because
pick.
There's an elf right behind me.
Are you participating in Elf on the Shelf
these
days?
I'm in huge trouble.
No, of course not. We are talking an elf story, The Elf on the Shelf. From 2011, directed, I guess, you got to put someone's name on it.
Sure.
Chad Eichhoff.
Oh, my God. So the concept of Elf on a Shelf, a 2005 Patriot Act-ass fucking tradition.
Uh-huh.
Still going on.
Sure.
And, you know, because now they could be like, don't you masturbate, the elf will see you and Santa no like.
I mean, I see what you're saying there, Eric, but like Santa was also checking in on you at all times, making sure you're not naughty and not jacking off.
Well, yeah, why is he outsourcing this shit?
It seems weird.
Because, I mean, A, it's because you can now, instead of saying like you used to, you know, Santa sees what you're doing this season, so knock it off.
Mm-hmm.
Now you get to buy something, and you get to buy a book, and you get to buy a toy,
right.
And now you money goes into somebody's pockets. Like, Santa never made money for anybody except for maybe the Coca-Cola Corporation. This is really getting fucking money in someone's pocket.
I suppose I see that, but it's also, it's nice to manifest the shame in an actual, like, you know, something you can buy and put it there, and there's the shame right there, rather than the imaginary shame of Santa Claus might see you like rubbing your dick a little bit. That's
I think, and that's probably rubbing your dick a little bit. Happy holidays indeed. I think the thing is, though, like this was probably like designed by some parent who one day was using the threat of like, you know, you better be a good little kid or else, you know, Santa Claus is gonna see it. And then like that kid was like, prove it. And they were like, fuck, well, how can I manifest this stupid shit? Get my little turd to stay in line, you know?
It has actual eyes on it. You know, yes. Santa Claus is too, you know, mysterious, right? But if you got actual eyes that are watching, even though they're wooden and dead or whatever, that are on your kid at all times, and you drill into him that this is a real thing,
yep.
That he is under constant surveillance, and he cannot rub his dick under any circumstance.
Yeah. Well, that's a point to be made there, Eric, is that before the Elf on the Shelf, little Taylor McTuttle could go down to the living room with the milk and cookies that his darling parents have left out for Santa and just rub his dick all the night long. Without Santa ever showing up, and therefore he knows that the rubbing of the dick was okay.
Sure.
Well, and then Santa comes down. He's expecting milk and cookies. It's a little awakening.
Well,
there.
I don't like any of that.
But here's the thing too. Like, I'm just curious about
why it took four people to write this.
Uh-huh. Yes. No.
Wow.
The elf is a manifest thing. Like we're talking about. Like, and also just because I know this because I have parents in my life that do this. You got to wait until the kids go to sleep, and every fucking night you have to move it. So that they're like, oh my God, the elf is at a different place. Therefore, the elf moved on its own because I didn't see it. I'm a dumb baby.
This is
great. That's another fucking thing I got to worry about every fucking night for 24 goddamn days straight. Thanks a lot.
You know what this is? This is all leading to 10 years from now, we're going to get like a gritty horror movie about Elf on the Shelf.
T-minus two years, dude.
It's already in production. I can't. That it's taken this long is already just a shambles. It's disgusting.
But the thing is, like, so Santa always knew, you know, what you're doing. But now if this elf is manifest in the living room, can I go up to my room and, like, be an asshole? Like, you know what I mean? Like, what's the deal? Like, I know where the elf is tonight. He's down there.
Oh, so you're positing, Steve, that this now is, this is now wrestling rules? Like, so, like, if the referee didn't see, if Earl Hebner didn't see that chair smash down on little Timmy McTuttle's head,
well, this is
good to go?
this is like a loophole. You can actually rub it really raw now.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. Now,
dude, did your fucking mother threaten you as a kid about you better not be jerking off because Santa's seeing it? What is going on?
That's what do you think naughty means?
Well, yeah, I mean, naughty means, you know,
a child is not going to commit a double murder.
They have, and they will again, by the way.
We love you, Menendez.
I mean, I guess they were probably thinking naughty as in like the other holiday, like throwing toilet paper in a tree on Halloween.
Yeah, sure.
Like stuff like that. But I also, I think tugging it also could count.
Also, tugging it definitely counts.
By the way,
Chris started. I want to be clear, Chris did start it.
I apologize. Chris is the sick fuck.
Yeah.
Should have threatened with Chris, no jerking off at Christmas.
Your parents were like, stop rubbing it.
No.
I want to get into this thing, this nightmarish thing. So it's 2005, 6 years later. This was premiered on CBS. This is like a real special that came out during the season. And
wow, that's embarrassing.
It is embarrassing, and like it got horrific reviews. Everyone was like, "Fuck this!" I don't even know how many years in a row they ran it. Probably just the one. Is just a quick question, just because I was thinking, look, what's the most successful animated or otherwise Christmas special the last, I don't know, 25 years, 30 years? Give me one that's anyone's given a shit about.
You know what? You know a more recent one that a lot of people did like, and I've never seen it, but what was the name of, it was that Drew Barrymore reindeer?
Oh, all of the other reindeer.
Yeah,
that was a big
deal. That was pretty big, and that was like, I would say within the last 20 years.
Yes,
maybe.
That might be it. Because, I mean, like they do make new ones, and they all go nowhere. Because nobody gives a shit.
Yeah, I remember, I know that they, like, Arthur Christmas, Klaus, like, they do keep trying to make them. But, yeah, none of them have stuck. I mean, maybe Eight Crazy Nights was the last truly great one.
Shit, dude, after watching this fucking horseshit, which, by the way, is 26 minutes with credits, and in that 26 minutes they include no fewer than 4 full-length songs, by the way.
Oh, God.
But I was ready to watch 8 Crazy Nights over and over and over again compared to this shit.
Oh, of course, because that movie has personality. For whatever else it has, it has something going on. This, I am shocked to hear, isn't just like what was shat out of the Netflix AI machine.
Yes.
Like, it feels like that the idea that this was something made by somebody else is kind of weird to me.
Like,
but
yeah, I mean, so I would say,
this aired November 26, 2011.
I mean, so Steve, when you curate Animation Damnation for, you know, the most parts of the year, and when you suggested this and you were like, "Oh, it's on Netflix," I just, like Chris, assumed, "Okay, it's some new dumbass Netflix thing." Boy, this Elf on the Shelf is getting pretty big.
Nope.
No, that's disgusting that this was on broadcast television. That's lazy. What a fucking disgusting, craven piece of shit thing this is.
Mm-hmm. We start with these it's one elf. There's we cannot oversell how bad the CGI is.
This animation is disgusting.
And every single person's got like a, you know, like this perfectly round, disgusting, I guess, Midwestern head.
It's all very smooth, like way too, like almost like
Santa
disturbing.
Claus looks like a thumb. Like, he's in Thumb Wars.
Yeah.
But with Thumb Tannic.
Without the craggy nail that would actually give it personality. No, it's just like all smooth, which I assume is what they want to do to your brain, is just smooth it out.
Oh, definitely.
By watching this.
Absolutely, dude.
Dropped a pic of Santa in the chat there, guys.
It's awful.
Oh, God.
It's disgusting.
Let's take a gander here. Yeah, that's gross.
I would beat the fuck out of that guy if I saw him.
But there is one good one. I got to say this. At least he's a giant Santa.
Yes.
He's going to step on my nuts.
He knew what I was doing, and he's gigantic. I guess that's a thing, right? Is like, depending upon what sort of Christmas thing you're watching, the size of the elves varies. And I think this is the smallest they've ever been.
Well, because it has to be, because this is the...
You're sitting on a bookshelf.
Yes, exactly. It has to be. The whole point of this whole stupid movie or presentation is to
sales pitch.
Is for you to believe that this stupid wooden doll on your shelf is actually real.
Not only is it real, it comes to it comes to life at night and uses newfound magical powers to go back to the North Pole each and every night.
What a commute.
I'm also reading this from their website.
Yeah.
This is a thing. It goes all the way to the North Pole every night.
They just tell a story. It's a Toy Story-esque thing to make sure that they has other elves to talk to. It can't just, because at home, it's all alone. Like, it's just going to talk to itself.
Right. We have to cover up that loophole there and make sure that he's got friends, too.
It's not just that, but I mean, like, every night, every one of these elves is having a one-on-one meeting with Santa Claus. Like, dude, this guy, when is this guy going to sleep?
This was a thing I noted here, Steve. Just the overall, like, the
micromanagement.
Overhead here, right? And all the shit, like, these motherfuckers are also building the toys, of course. Let's not forget that, like, the original Santa's Workshop. But now, like you're saying, a one-on-one meeting every fucking night for 23 days on top of all the other stuff? Absolutely not.
And they got a shift in the factory, like you said.
Yeah.
Oh, listen, Chippy, honestly, I'm so fucking swamped. Keep it short. Anybody kill anybody tonight? Okay, keep it moving. Keep it moving. Snappy, next. Come on, let's keep it going.
Same question. Anybody dead? Blood on the floor? Nope. Okay, on the way.
Look, I'm just interested enough to stay a micromanager. I just have to keep that title in my whole au revoir, okay?
Santa, wouldn't it be better if we could do this like once a week?
No, every night. Every single night.
It's just so annoying that like someone was like, in 2005, which was yesterday, was like, there needs to be a middle management system between the child and Santa Claus.
Well, Chippy, I'll be honest with you. It's nice to get some time away from Mrs. Claus, you know. I could go into these houses and take a look at the boudoir and see what's happening in there.
What's the mom working with, Chippy? What's going on there?
Is she stacked or what? Does she go to bed au natural or does she...
au natural.
This is just a task for all the elves going to any American households. What's the gun situation? What am I walking into when I get there? I just want to be on my toes.
I'm going to give all of my little scout elves Polaroid cameras. And so, I want you snapping pictures.
All my little red shutterbugs.
Oh, my goodness, Santa. You will never believe Timmy was going into the top.
Shut up. I don't give a shit. Did the dad give it to her? Did she get it? Did she get it last night?
Was it a white Christmas?
Oh, the daughter's back from college. Oh, please tell me you got some of that.
Please tell me.
Oh, my goodness gracious.
Oh, hey, Peppermint, step into my office. What's the situation in the Johansson household? Is Mr. J getting any bites on that three-way angle?
The photos are in. Oh, naughty, naughty girl.
No, don't write that down. Don't write that down. That's not a real naughty. That was a naughty to myself.
Oh, Scrappy, you know what? You can leave and tell Chippy I'm going to need 5 minutes. Just a little break, little Santa break.
There's a hierarchy at the North Pole. What Chippy is, and he doesn't even get his name yet, he is just elf at this point. He is a scout elf.
Yes.
He is sent there because there are, I assume, a whole other class of
assault elf, infantry elf.
Yes, exactly. There's got to be security.
Sea elf, air elf.
Labor elf, of course, is doing all the work in the fucking warehouses and really doing the real stuff.
Amazon elf.
Yes, please.
He's just taking a piss under the desk. Honestly, take a break.
Honestly, the scout elves, it's a no-show job. You're fucking sitting there all day just taking notes on what's going on in the house, I guess, and then reporting to Santa stuff he could find out himself if he really wanted to.
Yeah.
Well, you know what's interesting about this is that is the entire premise of it is, you know, because it's all just bullying your kid into being good for fucking 25 days. Could you please shut up? You know what I mean?
Like anything we can do to keep these little monsters at bay, dude.
So that's what's going on. But this special doesn't have the balls to be like, to show these little narcs in action.
Right.
It's more about like, oh no, this kid doesn't believe in Christmas. They don't give a shit about that. They care about who is causing a ruckus in that house.
I thought the little Tommy smoking crack, Santa.
I mean, Santa, it should be noted in this, it begins with him getting all these notes, and he gives our elf his scout elf service. And he is working all day in an open-door barn, it looks like.
Yep.
And I'm like, that's a crazy person.
Yeah, well, he's out there. You know, Santa's a man of the people, you know.
My door is always open.
Yeah, he doesn't even have a coat on in this scene. He's just fucking hanging out there. He's going crazy. Like, you need to have a coat on. You need to have a hat on. You need to be staying warm if you're fucking living at the North Pole.
Yeah, it is the North Pole. It's supposed to be cold.
He doesn't have a door on his office. He's just like, no, just I need to feel the snow hitting me in the face while I concentrate.
No, no, my door's always open, especially for the elves spying on the hot moms. Ooh, give me the hot moms. Give me the deets on the hot moms.
Oh, I wish these hot moms could warm up this pneumonia I have gotten for the seventh time this year.
By the way, hello. I'm scrolling through this website, and you can get an elf on the shelf with in a karate outfit with big muscles.
Oh, dude.
Why are you just threatening your kids all year?
I'll put it in the chat. There's nothing really to talk about with this fucking cartoon. They start singing songs, and that's kind of it.
Well, dude, when you start realizing they are singing songs in this, you're like, wait a second. The whole file on Netflix is 26 minutes long. Like, what the fuck story is there? And, of course, the answer is nothing. But, like, how embarrassing is it that we are just filling time with awful, awful songs, by the way? The absolute pits.
There's a white guy elf who's our lead. There's a white girl elf who, I mean, maybe there's a romantic tension there. But I do feel like these elves have no genitals.
and are
sort of born like orcs. You know what I mean? Like out of the ground, cutting open a tree, a sack.
Sure.
Out.
Now, speaking of that, though, Steve, you did remind me of something. Because I do have it on here. And I'm going to send this to you guys in our text thread here because I took a picture of it with my phone. Along with how they look and everything, what is with these pronounced buttocks?
Well, let me see. What kind of ass
when it comes over the transom here, take a look at this.
Oh,
they're
look
singing
at that.
And dancing. They just got these fucking little buns on them.
Little cheeks, dude.
I'm envisioning zero genitalia, but there's a buttock situation. So there's two separate cheeks.
It's shitting out is what you're saying. Mm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it goes to the bathroom.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
correct.
It's something, I guess. I don't know.
So, the other thing. All right. So, I guess this guy, the Chippy, his name is not Chippy yet. What's interesting about this, though, is he's like a fresh out of the academy, first year, and he, like, gets this assignment accidentally. And Santa, he's like, oh, come on, Santa, I can definitely do this. And Santa has to be like, well, just so you know, Elf, the cases where the kids don't believe anymore, that's like advanced level shit, man. You're a first-year rookie. You're going to be able to tackle this case? So, like, that's the only kind of tiny little semblance of a story is, like, he's a rookie elf, and he took on a case that might have been, like, biting off more than he could chew, so to speak.
But it also seems like all of them are rookies because they all got their names, their first names, unless they're getting new names each time they do this.
Well, I think you're right, but also there's definitely one. I don't know what this fucking loser's problem is. Amongst all of them, there is the one old-looking guy, and is he, like, just getting left back all the time, or is he, like, the manager of them or something?
I think he's, like, the manager, you know what I mean? Because eventually these things are going to age out, you know what I mean? You got some old-ass elf on your show.
It's still a caste system. Like, there's nowhere to go.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, if you get older, do you go into...
I think Santa kills you.
Well, or do you become a different kind of elf? Like, are then you making toys, that kind of thing?
Force you into the workshop until your body's no longer able to function.
Right.
A ditch, I think.
Unless you're, like, eaten by rats while you're, like, stored in the basement. While, like, because that's what the actual elf would be, stored in a basement. And, like, you don't know what's happening there. It could get rot. It could get moldy. Imagine, like, a zombie fucking elf on the shelf because it's got mold all over its face.
Really, I bet you some fucking boutique weirdo place made one of those.
Oh, definitely. Oh, and I was going to say, you're willing this into existence if not, you know?
Yeah, totally.
People love zombies, and they're creeps, and creeps have children. More often than not, if you have a kid, you're a creep.
Making little creeps.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, the thing about the songs is that, like, they all do seem like 2011, like the first go of AI songwriting, like just like feed in the prompt Christmas song, and see what comes back. And,
well, like, this one here that they're like, you know, somewhere someone had like the faintest hope of like making a little, like a hit or a trend or something with this extravaganzalorious.
Oh, yeah.
You know we are wanting so desperately for extravaganzalorious to become a thing. We want that on fucking Christmas sweaters. You know what I mean? Yeah. We want it to become part of the Christmas vernacular.
It's one of the only things that happens in the movie, so sure.
Yep.
Well, also, what you want for a thing that really to catch on is to make it difficult to say. Mm-hmm. That's definitely the number one thing you want to do is make it more difficult.
So Chippy comes in. They mail him in a box, in a pine box.
Yep.
Without any air holes in it, by the way. He gets mailed to the house.
Well, are these things breathing?
I that doesn't seem that way.
Yeah, okay.
So he has to get sent to the house in a box. Uh-huh. Then he gets his magic powers. Then he can fly everywhere. Why not just have magic powers already?
No, because humans need to name it.
Yeah. And
you are nothing until a human makes you a name.
This name song is the worst thing I've ever heard. Some of the lyrics are, what about Chippy? Goalie's a good one. Tootle is cool. Michael is manly. Slingo or Chappy? Uh-huh. This a song?
Well, Slingo, isn't that like a fucking gambling game somewhere?
Probably. If not, we should start a gambling game called Slingo.
Don't worry. There's going to be a Caesar sports book Elf on the Shelf next year.
Patton Oswalt dresses an elf on the shelf. Oh man, look at my parlays.
It would sell hundreds of thousands of units.
You lost all the money you gave on the Slingo, didn't you? Piece of shit.
Snoop Dogg just comes in. Man, those commercials. I'm not even going to get off on a rant about gambling. We'll be here all night.
But the weird thing is, so the parents are like, oh, cool, Santa. I don't know, like, do I got to feed this? Like, if you believe, because you're an adult in this universe, that A, Santa Claus exists, and there's all this magic exists, and all
he
this
does.
Stuff.
And yes, now, he does.
Now there's this little elf that's coming in a box, and I have to take care of this thing? I don't like that at all.
No.
They're thrilled about it.
Well, because in this world, it's actually preferable, right? Because the thing is, like, sentient. Mm-hmm. The parents don't actually have to do anything. It's the real world where this is a real pain in the ass because you as the parent have to remember. And then, like, if you forget and the kid notices, then it's probably something about, like, oh, you know, Chippy was taking a night off. He needed to sleep in and stay here an extra day because this is annoying as fuck, and I have to do this every fucking day.
Chippy didn't want to move last night because his dad was up watching the fucking Falcons blow it again, by the way. Santa wrote me and said Christmas is canceled this year.
Yeah, Chippy's hungover, too.
Yeah. Look, that little tear in Chippy, that wasn't Dad. Dad didn't mean to do that to good old Chippy. He just he wanted just, you know what, he had to take his anger out on something, and it's best it was Chippy.
Chippy needs you to do him a favor and turn down the TV.
Chippy wants you, here, take this 20, go to the corner store, get some Gatorade. That's what Chippy wants.
This little boy, what's his name? Taylor McFartface? What is it?
Taylor McTuttle, I believe.
Oh, McTuttle, yes. Yeah. You look at this character design, it's kind of a little bit like a Lil Conan O'Brien.
Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. And he's got two little twin sisters who are very
terrifying.
It's creepy as what they are, yes.
Oh, my God. I got it on right now, actually. It's the part where they're singing this fucking... Christmas is a time for forgiveness.
Yes.
That's why we all believe in Christmas. That's a lyric from one of the songs in this movie.
Not all
these
of us.
Dead-eyed fucking ghouls, man.
That is Manchurian Candidate trigger somewhere in this country. Someone was watching definitely. That and immediately went on a killing spree. That's how this happens. And that's the only reason they keep making these goddamn things, because they're good triggers.
Quick question. Does anyone know what the Jewish equivalent of this is?
Oh, no. Uh-oh. I don't want to know.
It's a real thing.
Is it going to be something wildly anti-Semitic?
No, I think
Dreidel
it's,
on the mantle?
Yeah, goblin in the house or something.
No, it's not designed by J.K. Rowling. Right.
Okay, great.
Good. Thank God.
It's the mensch on a bench.
No.
Yeah.
Okay.
Mensch on a bench. So it's like a little doll of like Ben Stiller.
And he's waiting for the bus.
I think it's a little
giving the thumbs up.
Hasidic looking guy.
Oh, is that right?
Type.
Oh, that's adorable.
And you move it around your house.
What's the Muslim version?
I don't think that I think the Muslims are too smart for this shit.
Yeah
they're not going there.
They're just like, you know what, dude? You can have your bullshit holiday. I'm not even jealous of it. Here's the mention on the bench in the chat there.
Oh, it's an elf, and it only gets its magic when the payment clears. That's a fun thing that you do with your time.
Oh, the mention on the bench is cute. Look at him.
It's a superior design to the elf on the shelf for sure.
He's much fatter than the elf on the shelf. I noticed.
He says, "Oy vey, will you stop noshing before dinner?" That's one of the little quotes on it.
Oh my god!
What other stereotype? Does it say?
It says, "Try me, squeeze my hand, Bubbla."
Uh-oh.
This is awesome. This little guy is great. He's talking. I don't see Elf on the Shelf talking.
Steve, we just got 8 orders for the same house, the Jupin house.
He looks cool. Whatever.
It's fun. Whatever. Like, Chippy goes back. Another, if it's a, it could be a bit. Is the Wordsworth Longfellow whatever? And this is like,
wants to be a bit, doesn't it?
It's
you can smell it.
This is the only thing close to education this thing even sniffs, which is just like poetry is when things rhyme and you express yourself, which it's not. It's just like, okay.
Like, why does there need to be a fucking commercial for poetry?
I think CBS was like, you need something. You cannot just keep telling kids to buy this toy. There needs to be something in this.
And to do that, to do this whole poetry thing right before you go into a number called Extravaganza Glorious, it's just a little bit much, my friend. Also, while you're calling, I forget what the lady elf is named, but Zart is the black elf's name.
Yes.
And then there's the Wordsworth one that's 17. Where it's like a Fiona Apple album title.
Yeah.
One of my only notes is woman elf waving her ass around the other elves.
Yes.
So I guess that happened.
I will say also in Extravaganza Glorious, they do have the lyric, "There's so much joy, we're set to bust." And I think
I think
for sure they knew what they were doing there.
Oh, right? That's awesome.
I don't think that was just vile. But correct.
You know, so what is it? Zach? What is the black elf's name?
Zart.
Zart is voiced by that dude Shameik Moore, who voiced Miles Morales in Into the Spider-Verse.
Oh, there you go.
Wow.
And he was he's in that movie Dope, which is pretty good. He was on The Get Down.
We all gotta start somewhere.
Oh yeah, I guess this is before all of that. So yeah,
and he's definitely in a dog shit movie that I watched, Sly Stallone's Samaritan, man.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, hey, it's me, Samaritan, man. Yeah. Stay the fuck tuned, man.
So this thing, like, now these the sisters who do believe are, like, whispering, like, "I want this and that. Hey, Chippy, I saw Taylor. He was stealing fucking cookies and he was looking at porno. Make sure he gets nothing.
Hey, Chippy, clean the shit out of your ears. Here's your time to shine, man. Just check that search history."
If Chippy could talk, which you can, he'd be like, "You know what, lady? That's what the fucking letters are for. I don't want to hear what you want for Christmas. That's not what I'm here for.
Yep.
Just keep your fucking nose clean and get out there."
I'm not going to fucking say anything to him. I'm not going to. You know what? I have to talk to him every night, and I get about 3 seconds a night. I'm not bringing it up.
That's
your time.
You
should have put it in your goddamn letter.
It's just like the kids, like these twins, and like a holiday. Like I get, especially like around snow and stuff. They always struck me as eerie. So I kept on waiting for these fucking twins to like go, "Chippy, will you take daddy's antidepressants and flush him down the toilet?" And just like little eerie things. Just like I was just waiting for this turn. But of course, I never got that.
"Santa Claus considers Lexapro a sin." "Oh, ho, ho, flush it down."
"As he said before, he likes everybody. Au natural." "I don't like booze either.
I'm a Scientologist. Ho, ho, ho."
"Sertraline, on the naughty list you go."
I love this weird thing, which I guess is part of the lore.
Oh,
is you can't touch it. You can't It's like a strip club, dude. You know, you can enjoy yourself all you want. The second you put your finger on here, you're in huge trouble.
Look, but don't touch, dude. Look, but don't touch.
The elf. So then the mother, presumably IRL, would start like smack the kid in the face if he did that? Or
yes, I think so, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Does it say that on the back of the box of the toy?
Yeah. Smack, your
smack
kid
him in the face if he touches this thing.
Because it's like, oh, if you touch... Like, they even set it up in a really weird way, like where the parents like, well, if you touch... You touch Chippy, then he's going to lose all his magic powers. It's going to be fucking bad for Chippy. You're going to put this fucking elf in the hospital.
And I guess if it's a real rule, you know, for when you buy this thing IRL, so it's like, what, just so the kid doesn't fuck with it?
Yeah, so then only the parent is... Because, I mean, that's the thing, right? Is if a kid touched it, it would realize, like, oh, this is just a wooden piece of shit. You know what I mean?
Right.
Like,
right.
But also, fuck this. I mean, like, la-dee-da. The elf gets this whole fucking... I have to be like Tom Cruise in Mission Impossible to get a book behind this fucking thing. Like, I just, like, I don't want to fucking do that. Give me a break. Give me the fucking star on the top of the tree. That's good enough.
There's got to be a lot of deranged people coming of age right now who lived through this experience, and I do not envy that.
No, 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 I don't. Just because you wanted to get, like, a Lion, Witch, in the Wardrobe for a nice little night reading, and you almost fuck... You find out that Christmas isn't real because
I gotta ask my siblings what they're doing with my nieces and nephews. I don't know if they do this elf on the shelf.
You gotta put a stop to it if they do.
At least one of my sisters is doing it.
You gotta
right.
You gotta stop it, dude.
They were doing it when I was out over there. I'm like, oh man, you know. I mean, it's fine.
Is it keeping them in line?
No, these kids are horrible. And they're cute.
Are they touching the elf? No. You could do a nuclear strike on them if they.
There was something funny. Because we were riding back, and you know, my brother in law, it was just my brother in law, me, Jen, and my nephews in the car. The kid loves Godzilla, and he's like, "Yo, I wrote Santa for this really special Godzilla." And my brother in law's like, "Yeah, those Godzillas are like $300, so I don't know if Santa's gonna." So it's like immediately, like, you just start doing the math if you're the kid. I'm like, well, what does the money have to do with anything? I was really good this year.
That's
it's
true.
Just so weird. I when was the last? Do you have any conscious memories of believing in Santa Claus? Anybody?
I remember the exact moment it was ruined for me.
Ooh.
I remember it was in like probably like the third or fourth grade. We were at the lunch table at school, and this one kid who was like the hyper religious kid, like his family fucking loved the Lord, you know. Like, something came up one day at the lunch table just about Santa Claus, and he was just like, well, yeah, that's not real. And we were like, what? And he just went into this whole thing about, like, you know, Christmas is, you know, the time to celebrate the birth of Christ, Santa Claus, and just completely decimated it, man.
That is nuts. I have a similar experience. It was probably around the same, I guess, grade. What was it, like, third or fourth or something? And
yeah.
Yeah, no, some kid, like, you know, not a religious angle, but just some like little stinker, you know, like, it's not real. And I felt honestly insanely betrayed by my parents.
Interesting.
By my grandparents.
Of
and
course.
Honestly,
you did.
I harbored a deep resentment
to this towards, day.
Yes, Chris, honestly, yes. I was lied to. They were showboating around this Christmas garbage. I think that's when I stopped. I started disliking Christmas, to be honest.
Interesting. Okay.
That's where it begins.
Because that Santa Claus was full of shit. Chris, did you ever believe?
I did, but I don't remember really when it went away. It just kind of, like, at some point I was like, oh. I think, like, I just saw, like, I walked in on my mom wrapping presents one day. I was like, oh. Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Got it.
That's just like, all right, that's enough of that.
My I was the youngest. My oldest sister was just fucking tired of it. She was just like, it was like, I was like seven, and she's like, listen, it's not happening. You know what I mean? Like, this is it. They're like, we're done with it. You know what I mean? So you're done.
There,
with it,
I recall, you know, a certain sense of relief in a way.
Mm.
You know, and just being like, oh, all right, well. There's not someone fucking watching me all the time.
I just wish, you know, they would have contextualized it. He's the spirit of the season. He's like a ghost, you know?
Yeah.
That way it wouldn't be so much of a betrayal.
He's a real guy. He's a real guy, and he's working day and night, and he's doing all this shit. Yeah, no, it's a fucking weird lie to tell your kids.
It is.
Let alone now you're bringing this fucking doll into your house.
But if there's a kid listening, He is real.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And you've been very good.
True. Yeah.
I do love, so going back to if you touch this thing, it loses its powers. This, of course, this little turd kid, Taylor, touches this thing. And then Chippy's like, oh, boy. I've been molested. I have to like get out of here and go to my Santa meeting. And he tries to fly up the chimney, and you can see he starts like losing his powers a little bit. And then when he gets out of the chimney, this little piece of shit elf just eats shit and like fucking totally lands, like crash lands into the snow. And the rest of the elves find him like, oh my God, Chippy. And they take him to, I'm not even fucking kidding you, like an exact replica, but it's like an elves only World War One hospital.
Yes.
This fucking elf ward where there's all these like banged up elves. Oh my God. It's hysterical.
I really have to point out when McTuttle hits Chippy off of the little shelf there. They do act like that flashback to Hans Gruber dropping from the top in Die Hard 3. It is
right.
They really do cause like, oh my God, he did it. He fucking hit the little doll off the shelf.
Yep, absolutely.
We should all give a fuck, apparently. And then, yeah, we go to this hospital. To me, is just a little too much. To know that these fucking elves have peppermint in their bodies,
yes.
That to know that they can take cinnamon as medicine, like
that's unsettling.
It's too much. You've added too much at the tail end of this thing.
Some reason they still will consume hot chocolate. That is something that's somehow not associated with them physiologically. Hot chocolate's totally fine, but fucking peppermint, cinnamon, that's all coming out their ass.
That's true stuff.
I love at the in this, like, I think it's somewhat satisfying narratively, not at all, that the, what do you call it there, like the poetic elf finally gives this big speech about the spirit of the season or whatever. And
rise!
Rise!
Yes. This fucking little orator.
And this, all these elves get really excited, and one elf, who's in a wheelchair, by the way?
Yeah, I don't know. I think a dog got to it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got it.
I was just looking up this the actor who played Taylor McTuttle.
Yeah.
And Michael May. And there's this great IMDb mini profile biography written by manager.
Mm.
His manager wrote it. Listen to this. Other notable roles include the voice of Taylor McTuttle in the animated Christmas movie An Elf on a Shelf, based on the book The Elf on a Shelf, as well as the epic role of young Stifler in the new movie from the American Pie Dynasty.
Hell yes.
Wow!
American Reunion. So this kid played Beautiful. Young Stifler in American Reunion, and his manager wrote the epic role of young Stifler in the new movie from the American Pie Dynasty.
Dynasty. It's a full dynasty now, Eric.
Dynasty.
I mean, that's just, if it's a manager, it's like, it's all right, so it's not just a role, it's an epic role not the American Pie suit, the American Pie Dynasty. That's right.
You gotta sell that shit.
I mean,
he was also on Creepshow in 2019, so
he's
still out there.
That's nice of him.
Santa comes, the kid... this is when the Christmas is for Forgiving song happens. The kid feels really bad. He mails Santa Claus another letter saying, sorry, I touched you up. I fucking killed him, dude. Is he all right? Is he all right?
Well, now you'll have to kill yourself.
The parents are like, oh no, Chippy's dead.
Oh, what did you do? It's your fault.
Well, he disappeared, right? Like,
yes, he's gone. Yes.
So it disappeared. So yeah, I'm surprised all these kids still have all their digits. Well, I assume one of them is losing one in all this.
Oh, you sent one of ours to the hospital. Ho, ho, ho. We sent one of yours to the morgue.
Oh, little Taylor McTuttle, I don't think you're going to be needing your ring finger.
Just like a child bringing a toy gun to a knife fight.
Oh, my God.
This is called a cleaver, Timmy.
You guys have invented Violent Night, I think.
Oh, there we go.
Can I uninvent it?
Please, by all means.
There is a funny detail in all of this, though, because like Chippy goes back to the North Pole and he's, you know, injured and everything. He's like, man, Santa, I fucked it up. Like, I tried everything. I could not make this kid believe in Christmas. Believe in Santa and whatever. And Santa is like, ho, ho, ho. Well, Chippy, didn't you know
You can't make anyone believe in Santa. They had to come to it on their own. So really, Chippy, you were always destined to fail.
Listen, Chippy, all you're there is to collect information.
Yes. We're a data collecting firm, really. Underneath all the bullshit, we just get as much reams of data as we can.
Do the McTuttle swing, and is the dad armed?
Look, don't come to me with that your life is pointless bullshit. Of course it is. You're an elf scout, for crying out loud. Now get me the pictures, get me the guns, and get me that information.
So the end of this is like, you know, the magic of Christmas is restored. Taylor McTuttle believes once again or whatever. And so Chippy is like hanging out. And I love this little moment. I found it so funny. Like, he's still in the house when Santa gets there. And Santa's like, looks at him. He's like, oh, Chippy, you're still here? And it's a real like, this is my time, motherfucker.
I need you to get the fuck out of here. And now, instead of, because again, like, because we're putting varnish on this insane tradition. By the way, I'm sorry. The book came out in 2005, and the book actually called itself The Elf on the Shelf, A Christmas Tradition. It's 2005. This is not some old world bullshit. This never happened before.
No. It's like saying a first annual.
Yes, exactly. Hey, Poppy, I think that there's a new Christmas tradition.
That's right, Junior. The elf on the shelf's looking at you, looking at when you're beating your meat. He sees you doing it, Junior.
He sees you. You better let 9/11 happen, boy, or else the elf on the shelf's going to get you.
All right, Poppy, I want my presents from Santa.
You didn't touch him. You didn't touch him, did you, Junior? If you did, you killed him.
Oh, no, Poppy, can you help me? I killed the elf.
we'll just get you a new elf there, Junior. We'll just put a little new elf. This is a new elf, and this one, we'll just call him Dulles. How about that? Just a nice little elf named Dulles.
Oh, man. I love that this fucking little production has the audacity to do a, like, Looney Tunes cursive the end for it. Eat shit.
Yeah, this fucking sucks shit, man.
That's the end of it. And I know I'm a total fucking psycho and I watched the credits for this, but did anyone else watch the credits for it?
The second it ended, I was gone. I was
okay.
No. When Netflix like minimizes shit, sometimes I'll fight it, but like,
yeah,
not for this.
Are you talking about the Scorsese name being?
Yes. Yes. Dude, wait, Martin Scorsese gets a special thanks in this for some reason.
What? For what?
I don't know.
So it shows up on his IMDb and they can like, I don't know.
Well, yes. that's what we thought. And Chelsea and I checked it and it's not on Scorsese's IMDb.
You know why? Because he called his manager and was like, get this the fuck off there.
I also saw, I think maybe his daughter is a producer.
Oh.
Scorsese's daughter?
I think so.
Is her last name Scorsese?
Yes, because there was a name in the beginning that had Scorsese too. And I think it was under... like co-executive producer or something like that.
Jesus oh my Christ. God, Kathy Scorsese.
Yes, that's
as Kathy Scorsese. What is this about?
So I pulled it up here because I just fast forward to the end of it. He is grouped together with the following line of special thanks: Martin Scorsese, the Barak, Brennan, and Carrasco families, and Anthony DiMeo.
Mm-hmm.
So just fucking Marty Scorsese thanked an elf on the shelf. I don't know.
It's quite something. The thing that's funny about this, and I was trying to think of what exactly the tone is, and the tone is this is like what you would show a toy store that was going to start carrying elves on the shelf. Except for they took out like the businessy parts of it. Like they took out the graphs and like the sales charts and all that shit. But everything else, like the little intro like that you create for that sales pitch, that's what this, it just feels like an extended version of that.
This Christmas, get excited to start selling Elf on a Shelf. And here to tell you about the story is Wilford Brimley himself. It would be like a thing that Troy McClure would host or something. Yeah. All right. So let's go around here. How did
Hold
everybody
on a
feel?
Second.
What?
This
uh-oh,
is apparently
uh-oh.
Saying it's Scorsese's mother.
Oh, what?
No. Wait, there's a different IMDb page for Scorsese's mother. Okay, so the sister's also named
Catherine. That would make sense.
Right.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay. And that's why she goes by Kathy. All right. Yeah. I just thought I was having a mental breakdown.
No, I knew that his mother's name was Catherine Scorsese also, but I was like, there's no way that's her. She's been dead for years. She wasn't fucking executive producing Elf on the Shelf.
Yeah, no, this must be a sister. Anyway, end the fucking show.
Well, I was trying to, and then you came in with a Scorsese update.
Well, you know, I thought this was a huge Scorsese update.
Well, Eric, were you embarrassed watching this, dude?
Yes, this was awful. I didn't like it. I really, it actually bothered me on like a, just like every cell in my body didn't like it.
Yeah. Steve?
Yeah, this is a capitalist nightmare. I mean, like, again, like, you know what I mean? Like, and Santa, to Eric's point, the Santa lie, whether or not we agree with that morally, et cetera, et cetera. I'll never have kids, so I'll never have to deal with it. I would never do this shit. This is, it's, no way. To quote my favorite, one of my favorite lines in Peep Show, it's a made up game. So then, no, absolutely not.
Bogus, dude.
Yeah.
Chris Gavin.
I mean, as I said, there are Lars von Trier movies that I would say are less off-putting than that. Like, in a molecular way. Like, I cannot pay attention to anything in this thing. Like, it's just impossible. I don't know. Like, it is made for babies, but then they make, like, busting jokes, and I'm like, what the fuck? This is also supposed, like, it doesn't make any sense to me, but it still really, really alienated me, and I really hope I never see anything like this again.
Yesterday I watched the teaser trailer for the film Skinamarink. And it made my fucking skin crawl nearly off my entire skeleton. And then later that same day I watched this, and the same thing happened but tenfold. It was so disturbing. The animation's terrible. It is a capitalist nightmare. The whole notion of this Elf on the Shelf shit is terrifying. It's truly embarrassing. And like, yeah, 2005, no shit, like ramping up Bush surveillance state, you know, war on terror era. This makes complete sense. What a tragedy this whole thing is. That is this month's Animation Damnation. As always, we thank you for being the loyal Patreon subscriber that you are. And if you do this Elf on the Shelf stuff, boy, I hope it's worth it. And until next month, I'm Andrew Jupin.
Steven Sadak.
Eric Siska.
Chris Gavin.
Take it easy.